Michael Formica, National Pork Producers Council, and Chief Environmental Council.
Let's talk about the EPA. The release of a lot of information that the EPA did on owners of CAFOs. What's been the implication?
It's a tremendous amount of information. It's somewhere between 80 and 100,000 individual farmers had varying amounts of information. It varied tremendously from state to state, from just the name of the farm and the location of the farm to your name, your home address, home phone number, your wife's name, your email addresses, your cell phone numbers. In some places they had some medical notes that were released. They had information on which relatives of yours died. In Nebraska, they had employees and all the contact information, home contact information from employees. The fallout has been, there's really two ways to look at the fallout. On the positive side, we haven't seen, yet, I'd say, any indication that a criminal element has received this data and is actually using it. And so that's good, because our first response after screaming and yelling was to go out and try and do what we could to educate the government, to let them know that they messed up big time, and then to get that information back and to protect that information as much as we could. Once it's out, it's out. But they did do a good job of reaching out to the environmental groups that they gave it to. Those groups have turned the CDs that they received back over to EPA. That doesn't mean they turned the information back over, because they took it off the CD and put it on their computer, and it's easy to send the CD back. Do we really believe that they erased it from their computers? Not for a second. Then the next step, of course, is ensuring that EPA never does this again. And so we're looking at various legal options as far as litigation goes at the National Association level, as well as creating a system where if a farm is broken into, that the farmer has a cause of action. And we protect them, and they can go if damages occur. If somebody burns down a building or introduces a foreign animal disease or simply steals their identity, that they can go back and they can recover some of those damages back from the federal government.
Now, this can't be belittled, really, by any means, but what is a worst-case scenario on this information being in the wrong hands?
We've gone back and forth with the agency. This evolved out of the battle over EPA's CAFO rules, and we've been very successful in beating EPA back on that. After the last round of litigation, when it became clear that we were going to be victorious once again, EPA quickly entered into a sweetheart settlement agreement with environmental groups, with Waterkeeper and with NRDC, that required them to collect all of this information, put it on a national database. The lawyer who negotiated that for Waterkeeper is no longer with Waterkeeper. She's now a senior lawyer over at the Humane Society of the United States. So you can guess where the concern is there. I don't really think that she would do anything. I don't think that the attorneys at NRDC are going to do anything. They're in Washington, D.C. What I'm concerned about, and which we've showed to EPA, is there are actual eco-terrorist groups out there. There's the Animal Liberation Front. They would love to come after animal agriculture. They hate animal agriculture with an absolute passion. They've done little things, but they haven't really done much. Most of their activities have been focused on at biomedical research labs. And I could never quite understood why that was. Maybe they're bigger targets, they're easier to get, they're on college campuses, and a lot of these You know, their members are college students. But then looking at their webpage, I noticed they actually have a link to a database. It's a USDA database of animal research facilities. It's very easy for them to compile this list and transmit it to their members when it's in one place and the government released it. I don't think USDA is releasing those anymore, but they did once. And lo and behold, it's up on the internet. So my, you know, the worst case scenario for me is we end up seeing, you know, this body of data on their webpage, and it shows up on the internet being passed around amongst real hardened legitimate criminals. They launched an attack a couple of weeks ago on Hudson Valley Farms, which is a producer of waterfowl. So it's a duck farm. They raise geese. I think it's the largest producer of foie gras. They broke into their computer system. They accessed all of their records, and then they released the names of all of their customers with home addresses, with their phone numbers. They didn't release the credit card numbers, but they told you what brand of credit card is, American Express, Visa, MasterCard, and they have a list of all the purchases they made. And they put this out there on the internet, and that just happened recently. That's pretty outrageous kind of behavior. And that's, there are lots of things we can be concerned about, and there's, you know, legitimate policy arguments we can have and debates. It's frustrating. It's the dangerous criminal element that really keeps me up at night.
What's the recourse of pork producers?
I think to be vigilant and watch out. Most producers are out there. They're watching more carefully. Anyway, for a number of reasons, and so this is just one more thing to have to worry themselves over. Like I said, it's good the major groups that received it have returned the information, or at least have sent back the CD-ROM. I wouldn't expect anything to happen too soon, but it's out there and it's a snapshot in time. At some point, I don't doubt that we're going to see something come out of this. On the other side, it's given us an opportunity to change the tenor of the debate. A lot of other things have happened here with privacy implications and government overreach, and this is one of them. And luckily, the importance of it hasn't been lost amidst the chatter of other issues. And, we're on more sound footing, and I think it was it's given us an opportunity to go in and really argue and have some success in arguing for some fundamental management and hopefully personnel changes over at EPA and to raise the level. The level of input that USDA has whenever EPA wants to begin looking at agriculture again. So we protect what we have to protect, and then try and make the best out of a bad situation, and hopefully something good does come out of it.